Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Right, yeah, that's fair.
That should do it, right?
That's a dub.
That's it.
That does
raise the Jolly Roger.
Raise it with Nutsy.
3-1. I think the Orioles only had what, one hit? Did we one hit them?
I'll put it this way. Yeah. I think so, but I can't confirm because
and it John was a cheap Rhodes bunt.
Just lined out.
Yeah, they had one hit and it was a bunt single.
Yeah. You can see it. So that's Patrick that. Marner there. One hit.
Yeah. Good stuff.
No Matoma.
So what were we most excited about there? What impressed us the most?
Well, we know what impressed us the most. Yeah. What was the second most?
Outside Paul Skeens, what was most impressive?
I still think Tomar is a super mature hitter for his age. And he's going up there and he's putting together big league caliber at-bats at 19 years old. And that's shocking for someone who has only played 1 year of professional baseball.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this year goes for him. I really just wanted to what kind of hitter are you going to be? He struck out a lot, but he had a ton of power. But coming in from the draft, it was this guy's going to be competing for a batting title. It's just the hit tools off the chart. So it's just, I'm not sure who he is yet. So I'm curious to see just a whole full season of him in a little bit more of an upper level. To see just who's this guy going to be?
Right. Yeah, I'm with that. The talent is there. I want to see more contact.
I think for me, it was Hunter Barco. That was my first time really seeing him. And that changeup was pretty filthy. If he can really hone that in, and if he can be 94, 95 with that fastball with a changeup like that, there's something there.
You're going to get outs for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk for a second about the elephant in the room because it sounds like all of you guys have talked about the elephant in the room. Skeens is ready to pitch at a major league level, right? You can have the question of, okay, is he used to pitching every 5 days at a major league level? He would walk in day one and have a potential to shut down a major league lineup.
I agree with you. I have no issues with sending Paul Skeens to the minors now because prove it, right? Prove it in more than a one inning spurt during spring training. So I'm completely fine with that. Now I'm to the point where once you've shown you can prove it though, get your ass up here. Yeah. That's where I'm at. But no, I think he's proven that the stuff is good enough to get major league hitters out. Now it's just a matter of can you do it consistently and can you do it for more than one inning at a time?
We need him not to be Quinn Priester. That's basically what you're saying. Need to be able to get through the lineup a couple of times.
I think you're safe.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
I think he's going to be, he's what was advertised, right? I was very much banging my chest hard for Dylan Cruz in the lead up to the draft. I was in the Dylan Cruz camp. I wanted Dylan Cruz. I thought we needed someone in our outfield long-term prospect-wise. Mm-hmm. I thought, with Chandler and with Jones and with Solometto, I thought we had the pitching depth there to be able to figure it out, the 3-4-5 starters, and let Mitch turn into an ace and be that guy moving forward. But Paul has came in, and everything that I've seen from him, I have completely changed my mind on that draft pick. And it's not like I thought Paul was going to come in and be a bad player or a bad pick, but he turned me into a solidly Dylan Cruz. All I want is Dylan Cruz to oh, I think we might have gotten the best player in the draft when all is said and done.
Yeah, I think the way, at least back then, I said after they drafted Skeens was that, like, Dylan Cruz, I think he's going to be an all-star. Paul Skeens can win a Cy Young. Paul Skeens can win you a World Series. Dylan Cruz can't. At the end of the day, that's what Paul Skeens can do for a team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a good way to put it. I think Cruz has like a really high floor. Like, I think Dylan Cruz is going to be like a Brian Reynolds type player in Major League Baseball, which is a very good baseball player, right? But yeah, Paul Skeens has the ability and the projectability, like you said. Like, there's still stuff in there that we haven't even seen. I think he has the ability to be Gerrit Cole, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a difference between those two guys.
I guess that's where I'm at too. It was just like, you keep hearing the best guy since Strasburg, you know, like the comp to Strasburg. Like, that's cool. And like, I can see it, but it's cool hearing it. And now at the point where like, I'm starting to see it. And now it's like, holy hell, what does this team have on their hands right now? You know, and I guess again, like, it's where I'm at. Like, and you talk like any prospect, you hear comps all the time, especially if you hear, listen to Harold Reynolds on MLB. So, but you, like, you hear comps all the time, and you hear Strasburg, like, I get that, you know, but like, still now seeing it for the first time, like, really coming out unlocked, looking the way he looks right now. And granted, it's been just a few innings, right? We're still talking about, but still, you see the talent there. And again, I mean, he was just consistently throwing 101 with no effort. And the guy has all the confidence in the world, too.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this kid.
Yeah, I think that there's maybe for the first time since 16 is the first time that I feel like I actively get excited about a Pirate season. And part of it is looking forward and seeing guys like Jared Jones on the verge of breaking out, and seeing guys like Henry come into a catcher role and seems to be doing pretty well with it and has been hitting well in the spring. I would have said last year was that year that I'm like, okay, I finally can. This might be the year that I can be excited about, but then O'Neal Cruz breaks his ankle a week into the season, and no replacement for that. That right. lineup was going to be so dependent on him playing up to some semblance of his potential. This year with him healthy, losing Endy really sucks, because I was looking forward to seeing what he was going to be able to provide the team. But I feel like there is people on the roster that could push us to compete for some sort of title race. Part of that is because I don't think the NL Central top to bottom is the most dominant division ever, especially with guys like Devin Williams going down for 3 weeks, the Brewers trading Corbin, or 3 months, and Corbin Burns getting traded. And like, it just seems like there's a potential for the Pirates to strike while the iron is hot and the rest of the division is down. So this might be opening the championship window, quote unquote window, earlier than we anticipated, because the rest of the division isn't going to be there to beat it closed.
Yep. No, it's a good way to put it. Like, I think the chance is there. I don't think they're quite there yet, but I would put, you know, 15% odds at a division title right now. Like, it's not zero. Let's just say that.
Right.
Like, you could see it happen.
Like, I can squint hard enough this year and see a race for a division. Yeah. Last year, year before, at some points last year, yeah. But years before that, no. I couldn't.
They're just really banking on
line potential hard enough.
Yeah. And the pitching just has to work out somehow, too.
True.
And that's the biggest piece right now, is like, who is going to get 9 innings worth of. I got 27 outs per game. And like, who's going to do that for 162 games?
Hopefully Jordan Montgomery soon. Like, that would be the dream, right?
right.
But Jared Jones could be that guy, right? I mean, he's shown a lot this spring. I don't know if the Pirates are going to want him to break out of spring training with the major league camp, but I would be excited with him going in as a 3-4-5 starter into the season.
Yeah, I would be. Yeah. I don't know if he's got the longevity for it. But I mean, I think it's worth trying and seeing if there is. So he's in my rotation right now. Yeah, he's in my rotation.
Yeah, after the last few runs he starts, he might have passed him up.
He did.
Yeah.
As like I right said now, last time we talked, my mind will change.
Yeah, like as of right now, I'm going Ortiz Jones for those last two spots.
I think I'm
working. But again, it could change. But like that's where I'm at right now.
Right.
I think that makes sense. And I mean, Dory's injury complicates things on the back end a little bit, but I still think that top to bottom, the bullpen is going to be probably the strength of the team, unless the bats play up to potential, because there's like three guys in our lineup that if they play to where they could play, and that's like Key Brian Hayes, Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, Henry Davis, all of a sudden you're kind of looking at a pretty good offensive squad, especially if you can get splashes out of Triolo or Leover, whoever ends up playing second base.
Swinski.
If he can go back and give you 30 homers again this year, and hopefully they come in more meaningful times. This lineup has the potential to be pretty decent. The bullpen is going to be potentially elite, and then if you can get average, league average pitching out of your 3 through 5 guys, the division is for the taking. That's a lot of what ifs to get to that, outcome. But like, if the stars align,
but like you're hitting on the head, like that's the thing. Like that's why the potential of it is there. You know, if a lot of these what ifs happen, like absolutely, like you said, like if Cabrian can do what he did second half, if Henry Davis can do what you thought he could do, right? Like all these guys on the list offensively. And then you look at that bullpen and right. Like it, at least if they can like, be good enough for like April, May, and June to patch things together. And hey, if Paul Skenes does come second half, then you have Paul Skenes there and Mitch Keller. You know, like you're saying, like that's why you can see that path. It's just all of that has to happen. And where the odds of everything happening fairly low, right? So that's why you look, it's like they're probably not right, but like it could. Mm-hmm. And like you nail ahead too, like the division is kind of weak. And yeah, like the news of Devin Williams now, like that's big news.
Who do you think is, or who do three of you think that is the most important to the Pirates' success this year?
Go ahead, Jim.
Henry Davis. Like, I think, if he can be who we think he can be, that just, it takes away one of those black holes that we've had in the lineup for, since, Cervelli?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and just having a catcher who can hit, like that's just, it's so impactful, because then you can maybe lean on a different position to give you like really good defense where you don't have to rely on a bat. So like having that really good impact bat at catcher is, it's like a cheat code.
True. I do wish PNC Park was configured a little bit differently for him. Being a right-handed hitter in PNC, it kind of hurts his power ability, unfortunately, a little bit.
Don't tell out the Shohei Ohtani.
I mean, fair. You can just go Oppo every time when you're a 6'6" alien. but for me personally, I think it's Key Brian Hayes, because I think the Pirates have two hitters in the lineup right now that I think are pretty safely consistent hitters. I think everyone expects O'Neill Cruz to have a good season. Even if it's not like a 30-30 season, you expect him to be an above average hitter at the major league level. And you think Brian Reynolds is your man's man consistent hitter. Don't know what you're going to get as far as like the high and low end of that consistency is going to be. But if we could get a third hitter that shows up consistently and can be like a 280, 20 home run guy, which I think he totally could do. I think that would absolutely work wonders, especially considering, you know, he's the best defensive player in baseball.
Right. Yeah. No, if you get that out of Key Brian Hayes, then that's another big, big, big jolt. We saw the team looked really good at the end of last year, and that Hayes played a big part in that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say really good. They looked fine at the end of last year,
but
Hayes they looked better than you anticipated.
They looked fine, and they only had two starting pitchers. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all fair. I think, like, for me, it's just we kind of jokingly said how, like, everyone has like a 250% pie and everyone has like a 50% part of it. like you say, Henry Davis, and I think that he's a big part, but like also O'Neal Cruz, I think is too, because if he can be the guy that you're hoping for, that's huge. Because also part of it is if he's not, well, we see the depth at shortstop. It's not that good. I think like Mitch Keller is a big piece too, because if he's not, like the staff has already has questions. If Mitch Keller has a down year, then like you're shot, you know? So I think there's a lot of guys that play a big part, but I think the three to me stand out of them. Cabrian, I think, is a big part too, but like, I guess he's going to be a 3-war player, like regardless, you know what I mean? So like you're comfortable knowing he's a 3-war player. He could be a 5-war. He could be more, right? But like, he's going to be a 3-war player. We're like, oh no, Cruz, I'm feeling less question marks now seeing his spring, but it's like what is he, you know? Is he a superstar in the making? Because if so, then that's a big part for this team. He could help carry them there.
Yes. But
O'Neal has been interesting to watch over the last like week and a half as he's starting to get more at bats. The patience he is showing, and like he is I don't know really how to put it. He's aggressive on the right pitches. Like it's crazy how much it's his eye and his ability to determine what pitches are coming has developed since the last time we saw him for a full season. And it's really a testament to the work he's putting in, because obviously he had to spend a fair amount of last year not training and not having live ABs and not being able to put in that kind of work. But he seems to have very, very much matured as a hitter.
Yeah. From a plate discipline standpoint, he's not the same guy he was in 2022.
Yeah. We started to see that last year too, in spring as well. And even before he went down, like in spring, he looked a lot different the first week last year. I think he was walking like 15% of the time or something. He was up there.
Yeah.
He was striking out like 20.
Yeah.
So it seems to have carried over, which is good.
Right now.
I mean, that's fair. rising tides do lift all ships as far as it goes. Like if Cruz is a 30-30, 40-40 guy, the amount of protection he is going to create for the people in the lineup around him, like Key and Brian Reynolds, is going to mean a lot. And it's less of a pirate take, but like, I'm curious to see what impact Juan Soto being in the Yankees lineup has for Aaron Judge, right? Like anytime you can bring in one of those type of guys, it has such a massive impact on the other people in your lineup, because it takes a lot of the pressure off. And obviously that guy's going to get the pitcher's best pitches. And I think that O'Neal could, I guess, theoretically be that guy for the Pirates lineup.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
Yeah.
All right.
Again, I think it's like I'm excited for the season. The expectations aren't high, but I'm excited for the season for all the things we talked about. There's definitely a lot of exciting, interesting parts.
Agreed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Nutsy, you got a stream to get ready for tonight, right?
Yeah, it's time to start grinding again.
I'll say this. Appreciate you coming on.
Of course.
It was fun. We'll do it again sometime.
Yeah. And had I known, here's the thing. Had I known that you guys were kind of waiting on me a little bit, I would have jumped in a little bit earlier. I thought I had a second after, but I didn't realize. The other thing is I didn't realize it was a 7-inning game. So that changed things a little bit. So anytime you guys, you know, want me around, I'm just a DM away.
Sounds good. No, yeah. Thanks for hopping in here. I'm excited. I'm excited for your MLB The Show stuff coming up.
Tell everyone where they can find you right now too.
Yeah. So you can find me over on Twitter at NutsyPoo_TTV. My primary platforms that I stream on are Twitch at NutsyPoo and TikTok at NutsyPoo. It's going to be a fun year, man. MLB The Show seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. And even, you know, in a couple of months, we're going to transition slightly away from MLB The Show because NCAA football comes out, and we haven't seen NCAA football in 10 years. And I could not be any more excited to get that back.
Oh, yeah. Chub.
Can't wait.
It's going to be great.
Good stuff. Well,
yep. Appreciate you coming on. We'll get out of here. Everyone who was watching, thank you. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Peace out, guys.
See you guys.
Hey, you all, thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.